This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. A researcher at the University of Cincinnati is looking at what he calls neuroscience of the body in psychiatric disorders. I spoke with him earlier in this pre-recorded interview. Joining us now is Dr. Francisco Romo Nava. He's an assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Neurosciences at the University of Cincinnati. He's also associate chief research officer at the Research Institute at the Lindner Center of Hope and a physician at UC Health. Dr. Romo Nava, a lot of titles for you. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hello, Michael. Thank you for having me.
And all of those titles qualify you for this honor you've received. You've got a patent now to study treatment for psychiatric disorders. Give us a little background on what it is you're looking at.
Well, yes, we received a patent to begin to study what we think is a new approach to try to improve depressive symptoms. We're taking an extracerebral approach. We think that brain-body communication is important for some of the psychiatric disorders. We also think that this brain-body communication is disturbed in many ways during, for example, depressive episodes and during the other active episodes of psychopathology in some psychiatric disorders. We are proposing that by utilizing a relatively new tool, which is transcutaneous spinal direct current stimulation, we would be able to modulate and potentially improve some of the aspects of this disturbance in brain-body communication.
Tell us what that means, the communication between the brain and the body and the role that that communication might play in certain illnesses.
Well, by the work of others, actually it's been a growing body of evidence that has been showing us that the way in which we understand the feeling or an emotion might be somewhat explained by how our brain is able to read the information that is coming from our body, and that all of these sensory input into the brain is actually what somehow integrates what we recognize as mood, for example. It is the way in which we become conscious of how our body is working, and this helps in several ways. It helps us make a better use of our energy. It helps us understand what is happening to us, and it helps us make decisions. What we think is that somehow this communication between the brain and the body, if it's disturbed for a sufficient amount of time, then we would start seeing what we call parts of the depressive syndrome. As you know, major depressive disorder, for example, is characterized by, of course, the sadness, of course, the fatigue, and also by accompanying somatic symptoms that are sometimes mentioned as medically unexplained. This heaviness, these changing pains, this all of these, we think, is somehow reflective that something is happening to that communication between the body and the brain. And what we want to do with this neuromodulation tool is to try to give this circuit a break, try to help reset and try to help improve the reading of the body by the brain.
And so when you use a word like disturb, we're talking about electrical stimulation of the spinal cord in particular to possibly be helpful in treating psychiatric conditions like depression. So if we know of someone who is battling depression, we might hear of that person going to their doctor and being prescribed some sort of antidepressant, a pill primarily. Could this ultimately be an alternative to that type of therapy?
Well, yes. We need to maybe mention that this is actually the very beginning of us trying to investigate this this method with these investigational devices. But ultimately, if we're able to see a signal that this tool is able to modify and potentially improve some of these depressive symptoms, it could potentially lead to an alternative to some of the already approved treatments, including pharmacological options for treating depressive symptoms.
We're talking with Dr. Francisco Romo Nava. He is an associate chief research officer at the Research Institute at the Lindner Center of Hope and recently received a patent to study treatment for psychiatric disorders. Patients who might be involved in this study, what might they experience? I mean, we're talking about using, I guess, electrical currents to stimulate the spinal cord. Will the patient feel this?
Well, that's a very good question, because actually the kind of current that we're utilizing in this initial pilot study that we were fortunate to have funded by the brain, but the Brain and Behavior Research Foundation through an Arsat Young Investigator Award is a study that on which the kind of transcutaneous spinal direct current stimulation that we're using is a very mild and relatively low current. The participants, most of them barely feel it. Some of the patients that describe some feeling when they're receiving the stimulation is they describe this tingling sensation. And from other studies that have been conducted by using this similar tool, an electrode montage, we are not aware, and we have not seen published any serious adverse event by using this tool. And what we know from the evidence that is out there is that, for example, we're using a current that is almost an order of magnitude or more lower than the one needed to potentially damage any tissue. So we're using a low current.
Dr. Romanova, you mentioned moments ago sadness and fatigue as symptoms of depression, and I think you said other symptomatic issues. We've read that perhaps physical aches and pains are often associated with depression. Could this treatment, will you be looking at whether this treatment might help that physical incarnation of depressive symptoms?
Well, that certainly is one of the variables that we are assessing, and one of the outcomes that we're looking at, whether there's, if there's a signal or if there's an effect from the intervention, whether it's on a specific domain of symptoms, let's say, is it just the somatic symptoms, or is it also targeting the what we understand as sadness, which, as I said, for the purpose of this study, we view mood as the subjective experience that would result from the integration of corporeal sensory input traveling through the spinal cord and the autonomic nervous system that would convey this information to other structures in the brain. And that finally becomes a subjective experience that we can interpret as mood.
Is this study still looking for participants?
Yes. Actually, we are still recruiting. if someone is interested in participating in the study, they can go into our webpage where they can fill out a pre-screening questionnaire. The webpage is www.lcoh.info, or they can call to our to the Lindner Center of Hope Research Institute at 513-536-0707.
And we've got a link to that information at wvxu.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. Before we let you run, Doctor, how long do we expect this study to take place?
Well, we're hoping that we're able to finish with recruitment this year. And then we would be able to analyze the results and see what would be the next steps.
Well, we wish you luck with that. Congratulations on the patent associated with it. We've been talking with Dr. Francisco Romo Nava, an assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Neurosciences at the University of Cincinnati. He's also Associate Chief Research Officer at the Research Institute at the Lindner Center of Hope and a physician with UC Health. Dr. Romo Nava, thank you for the time you gave us.
Thank you so much for having me, Michael.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.